This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
Hey, you're listening to YOY. We're a new show from Panoply about dating and relationships. And part of the gimmick of our show is that we're experimenting with new ways of telling those stories. Like a few weeks ago, we recorded a first date.
So my name's Kate.
I'm David.
Cool. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you,
too. So, what do you do?
Over the course of that night, this date only got more awkward.
A huge dating red flag for me is when I see the green text message.
What does that mean?
So, it means that the person doesn't have an iPhone, and you obviously have a Samsung.
I do, yes.
Do you have the same opinion, but reverse?
No, doesn't matter to me.
All right, so I guess that's just like an iPhone snooty thing.
Probably.
Cool.
And at the end of that episode, there was a horrible twist. It turns out Kate had lined up a second date, a date to take place at that same bar, that same night. And it was supposed to happen after the date I was recording ended, but instead, the dates kind of crashed into each other. Weirdly, both of the guys were named David. So when David number two showed up, David number one was shocked and embarrassed. It was horrible to listen to.
Yo, David.
Me?
Hey.
Other David?
Yeah, no, this is my other date.
Is this your other date?
Hey. This is what I was talking about.
No, this is natural. You want it natural. This happens normally.
No, it
totally does.
We're just on a first date.
I'm being very sarcastic right now.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that moment in the show gave everyone a stomachache. My friends now call this show a celebration of awkwardness. So if you're new here, you've been warned. That whole date went down in episode number 3, if you want to go back and listen. And you might want to, because today's show, we're welcoming David number one back into the studio. He's going to share his side of the story and address some of your emails and share what life has been like after all that. And at the very end of the show, we're going back to Bushwick. I'm going to have a drink with one of the characters from that episode, someone who saw the whole thing go down. Yeah, it's the Irish guy. Okay, here's David. So as we've been talking about at the end of that date, we discovered that Kate had invited another guy to show up who just happens to have your name, David,
mm-hmm.
and then happens to be a yoga instructor who's like weirdly buff with like Ira Glass glasses. He had a weird look. Are you upset with me that I didn't intervene?
Well, you didn't know about it.
She told me as the date was starting that she's like, oh, yeah, I texted this guy. And then you could see that I kept going over like 30-minute warning, 1-hour warning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I assumed that when she was on her phone, she was either canceling it or she was saying,
yeah.
I'm going to meet you around the corner. I don't think I realized that she was going to allow this butting of heads to happen.
No, yeah, I didn't blame you for that. That
and
was the
I
heat
should
of the
just
moment.
Apologize that I didn't work harder to protect you and make sure she was. I'm sad that I didn't recognize that she was too drunk to really manage this.
Sure. I don't blame you for like that guy coming in suddenly. No.
What was it like for you to listen to that full episode?
It was unusual. The end does get a little awkward. The end, I had forgotten how rough it was, and I remember I felt a little bad after that. But Kate and I went on a second date.
I prepared the tape. Do you want to listen back to that ending with me?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Me?
Hey.
Other David?
Yeah, no, this is my other date.
This is your other date.
Hey. This is what I was talking about. Yeah, sorry. Sit down.
I like how she just thought he could just sit down and join you guys.
No, go ahead.
I think we were all standing at this point.
Okay. It's complicated. I'm on a recorded date right now.
No, this is natural. You want it natural. This happens normally.
No, it doesn't.
No, it totally does.
We're just on a first
date. I'm being very sarcastic right now. Hey, man, what's up? How you doing?
David.
Your name's David as well?
What was that like to realize that his name was also David?
It was weird. It was like, it's a pretty common name. I've gotten it before. I've known other Davids most of my life. But it was just like, really? Oh, boy.
Can you describe what he looked like?
I mean, not like me. I'll say that. He was taller than me, which always intimidates me right from the get-go. I know, like, you know, muscle, like, you know, more jacked.
He had like a collared shirt and his muscles were kind of poking out against it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing? How was your day today? How was work?
Oh my god!
It's good. I won a negotiation, which doesn't usually happen.
Congratulations!
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry.
Congratulations! I got everything I wanted.
Just if I were to ask you how was your day, would you?
I got everything I wanted. I mean, that's definitely like a defensive technique of mine. Is just when I don't know how like what to say to somebody, I just start asking them about their day. I just am like, hey, how's your day going? Like, what happened to you today? Talk to me about your day today. And he was just not having it. He was very, very eyes on the prize.
If I were him, I also would have considered the option of just being like, whoa, I didn't realize I was doing this. I feel really bad. Should I just go? Mm-hmm. I would have offered that. I don't think he ever offered that.
He did not offer to leave. It was pretty clear to me that I was going to leave, like, right that minute. I remember I was like, okay. Bye. That's what I remember very clearly.
I actually found something really weird in the tape, and I had no memory of doing this, but my producer instinct made me sit you guys down so you could fake a normal ending just in case we didn't use the Yoga Dave tape.
Uh-huh.
Just in case we wanted to pretend that this never happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So I actually have a recording of you guys pretending to have a normal goodbye.
Wow. I do not remember that.
Would it be worth me digging it up and playing it?
I would love to hear it.
So,
I'm sorry. Okay, so do you want a private normal human date, or do you want a not normal human date?
Do you want to answer a few questions for Andrea? Otherwise, it's totally, he doesn't want to do it. He does not want to do this.
Don't do it.
No, it's totally fine.
It's like one of those, like, maybe if I had, yeah, no.
No,
it's cool. Okay. So how about you guys try to organically wrap it up?
We will organically wrap it up.
But David, you should be blatantly honest about what just happened. You guys should wrap up, and then we'll let you
guys. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right.
What time is it?
I agree with David. I agree with David. This is perfectly fine. I imagine David doesn't care that much about me, and I don't care that much about him, so I think it's fine.
Your voice does not make it sound like it was perfectly fine.
Do you hear
fine.
What I just said? He doesn't care about that much about me, and I don't care that much about him?
What is going on in your mind as you're saying that?
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just like, I'm getting out of here right now. Like, I'm sticking around because I'm a polite person.
Yes. The other thing is, I think you're just like, I know that this is a first date.
That
she
too.
Owes
yes.
me something, and that she should be decent to me because I've been decent to her for the past couple hours. But I know this is a first date, and I'm honest that we are all dating actively multiple people.
That's a very smart way of putting it.
Are you Jewish?
No. Well, like,
why is your name David?
I am of Jewish descent.
There you go. Yeah. That's why.
Okay. I don't care. But anyway.
All right. So. Wait, okay, we were like in the middle of a fucking conversation though.
Oh, is there anything to wrap up about the conversation you guys
had? We were talking about Marxism and how
we were talking about Marxism.
And how you secretly believe it but don't want to tell your dad
the
about
one
it.
The one thing I will say is that the reason why Marxism in the current day doesn't work is because so Marxism is defined by the fact that there was an uprising from the lower class and
we're done.
Damn it.
This is my dad. We're done. I'm just.
just like, I was like, there's no way she can possibly finish this argument right now. No one is listening to a word she's saying. We are all just thinking about how we can make it through the next 5 minutes.
I was wondering if we could, if it was going to be possible for me to like to X out like Yoga Dave in a conversation. Like, I figured like somehow I could like get the conversation like back to, and then he would become the third wheel. And like we could just like get back to like our Marxist talk, and like that would have been nice.
And he would realize that he couldn't possibly keep up with what
exactly,
was going on there.
Yeah, our incredibly sophisticated discussion of Marx.
I'm just there's no
going. Fine, just cut the Marx.
Modern Marxism doesn't necessarily require an uprising.
Marxism.
What did he say?
He was anti-Marxist right there for a second.
What did he just said? Modern Marxism.
Modern Marxism doesn't necessarily require an uprising. You know, Yoga Dave, wise beyond your years.
David, let's go get a... Can I go get you a shot? Anything?
No, not really.
All right, well, David, I have to run to...
No, you don't.
He's sitting right next to you.
No, dude, all right, I have to go. I have to leave this.
Bye.
It's bringing a lot back for me right now.
It's bringing a lot back. I like that bye, that very dramatic bye. All right.
I felt like to a degree, you guys were kind of faking a fight there. Like you guys were turning it up a little, but maybe it was that tense.
It was a fake fight, but also real. You know what I mean? It was just like, this isn't life or death, but like, fuck you. You know.
How were you able to do a second date after that?
Thinking that it wasn't intentional, I was willing to give her a second chance.
So the episode you were on inspired a lot of emails and Facebook messages and Twitter replies. Can I read some of them to you?
Please, yes.
Okay, Josephine writes, as someone on the outside listening in, I could hear how he was trying to be a good date, but she wasn't even trying. So maybe it's better that he left with his feelings hurt so he doesn't waste any more time on someone like that.
Well, yeah, not true, because we did go out again. But no, that's very kind. I do like to...
Wasn't trying? Was it fair? Did that just happen with my editing?
No, I think Kate enjoys having experiences. If you offer her something weird and unusual, she'd be like, okay, cool. She'll like jump at the chance for an experience.
Yeah, I love that about her.
Yeah, no, it's like a good quality. And like, I think that's how she was like looking at it.
On our Facebook page, Audrey wrote, someone make Yoga Dave sucks t-shirts. He sucked. Come on. I don't think I was clear enough. I think in the end, I kind of wanted people to make their own decisions. But I hated him the moment he walked in. Hated him.
I will definitely say the two heels of the episode are Yoga Dave and the Irish guy. No, absolutely.
Well, I didn't tell you this, but after you left, I went over just to kind of see if I could talk him into letting me record it.
Sure.
That wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, so tell me about yourself. Like, when was your last relationship? And he just looked really blank. He's like, oh, I don't remember.
You know, it can be tough.
Who doesn't remember that?
It can be tough. You know, when you're in the world of high-powered yoga, relationships are fluid. You know, once you get to that upper echelon of yoga, that really, you know, competitive gold standard.
One night, one year, it's all the same, babe.
Time really flows, you know, like a river, some might say.
I just felt like that was the ultimate indicator that he's a major player, that he can't, or he felt like by acknowledging that he'd ever been in a relationship, that it put relationships on the table,
mm-hmm.
that he
mm-hmm.
couldn't tell Kate he's ever loved someone because then she might think he would someday love her and that this wasn't just the most shallow pickup artist bullshit in the world.
How did they meet?
Tinder.
Like, I know, like, I've seen his Instagram. It's like a bunch of shirtless, bendable pictures. I'm sure he's in, like, his DMs all the time. I absolutely believe that.
I'm not worried about his heart. We could make those t-shirts. I'm fine with it. Okay, so this was a really thoughtful reply from Linus. And it opens up a lot of stuff. He said that your date confirms his worst fears, that pickup artists and men's rights advocates online are correct, that you can't break away from the dominant male gender role in the dating sphere, that it just leads to being walked all over or, at worst, being actually repellent to women at a subconscious level. But even if they are feminist and can recognize a mansplainer and call him out, they still end up wanting the man who takes charge. I don't want to believe this. I think this dominantly figures into my personal strong reaction to the story.
I can imagine that any guy who considers himself sensitive or whatever, or a writer or whatever, has like felt like that in like their heart of hearts at some point. Like, oh man, maybe I should just be like more, you know, looked at like Tom Cruise and Magnolia or whatever. Confidence does not have to equal being a pickup artist. You can be like a confident person and like not try to be like playing a game or someone or try to play off their own self-esteem. You can just walk through the world.
I think Kate's behavior was really specific to where she is in her life right now.
Isn't everyone's?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that if you just keep going on dates and being yourself and getting to know yourself and liking yourself more, you're only going to do better and better every time.
Mm-hmm. And again, I did go on a second date with Kate, and it was like a very successful date. Like, just like to follow up on that. Like, I'm not trying like to brag or anything, but like,
you're saying you made out. You can say it.
We watched like a movie from like the 60s, and like we made out, and it was like real nice.
So what's going on with you? Any prospects?
Yeah, I made out with someone recently, and that was like fun, but it's probably gonna be like a one night kind of thing. I know various Tinder girls. I don't know. There's always like a soft background thing. My birthday party's coming up soon. I invited a couple of girls who I thought about maybe flirting with a couple times through.
What if they all show up at the same time?
That is what I'm worried about. And we'll find out. You know, you just gotta play it cool.
It could work for you, actually.
Yeah, it worked out for Kate.
All right, that was so great hearing from David, right? Well, I have one more treat for you guys. After hearing episode 3, my colleague Jason came up to me. He's like, I think I know that Irish guy. I didn't believe him for a second. I was like, there have to be more Irish guys in Brooklyn than just Dermot. But apparently it turns out he's the same guy. So I got his number, we got a drink, and we talked about that night.
My name is Dermot, 31. And I'm Irish.
It turns out that he was so euphoric and relaxed on that date for a reason. And it was a reason I was not expecting.
But like, I was kind of nervous. So I was like, fuck, I had these mushrooms. So like, I nibbled. She doesn't know this. She probably won't hear the podcast anyway, but I took like half a mushroom chocolate.
Half a mushroom chocolate?
Yeah, but
for
I was like,
a date?
Yeah. I wasn't like tripping balls or anything, but I was definitely happy.
How often do you just take a little nibble of mushrooms?
I microdose a lot.
You microdose, really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Like, I would have to get an Airbnb upstate and devote a whole weekend to doing anything like that.
I swear, I have some at my house. You should try and just microdose.
Never.
You couldn't microdose, no?
No, I think I'm too sensitive to stuff like that. But so, what kind of a high is that when you're on a date? Or is it just like a little surreal?
No, you're just like, it's just an upper.
Huh.
It's like, do you know if you can, if you've had like a good day at work or whatever, and then you have two or three drinks, and you have that really nice buzz. It's kind of like that.
I just want to jump in here and say that I am the kind of square who's like, drugs? What? They happen? But I shouldn't be that shocked. I mean, I always hear about people who sneak shots before dates or go to bars to drink to get ready for a date. And maybe this isn't that different. Okay, it's different. But I understand why he's doing it. And it doesn't seem harmful. But just keep in mind that if you're ever on a date and thinking to yourself, huh, what's this guy's deal? The answer might be mushrooms. Who knew? Also, just a little bit ago when I was talking to David about Dermot, he had this to say.
He was the worst villain. He was the real heel to me because he so clearly has coasted on his dumb, sexy Irish accent.
And he's right. Dermot definitely knows that the accent gives him a major advantage in dating. Don't you think you have an advantage because of your accent in dating?
Oh, sure. I'm not an idiot, of course, yeah.
Do you ever milk it?
No, never. I never have to. I have a fairly strong accent, so I don't have to.
Are you ever, like, in bed with a girl and she's like,
say that again like this?
A couple of times, yeah.
Really? That's so... Do you feel objectified and eroticized by that?
No. Not at all.
You like it?
I wouldn't say I like it, but it's just... What am I going to do? Start, like, not talk? There's, like, everyone has their thing that they...
Uh-huh.
Maybe there's some people who don't have anything.
Most of us don't have anything, I'm just saying.
You do, you have your thing.
These stupid fucking microphones?
No, but I'm assuming you don't have that stupid fucking microphone every time you you go to talk to a guy.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, if some people have tattoos, do you know?
Yeah. No,
like,
yeah.
You show them off.
Yeah, it's like the thing.
It's definitely like, I can remember one night, me and my roommate were in Pearls. It's a bar not too far from where we are now.
Oh yeah, that used to be my first date spot.
That's I know some of the people who work
really
there who have stopped. They've stopped working there because of the fact that it's become like a Tinder spot.
It's got to be the most annoying thing to bartend in the world.
I'd say, yeah.
Because people are leaving early, they're awkward as fuck,
yeah,
they just
and they're
stay
taking
forever.
Up, yeah, yeah, and not drinking that much, probably not tipping that much. Yeah.
Yeah.
But me and my roommate were there, like, it was around this time last year, I'd say. It was Christmas time. Yeah. But I saw this girl, like, it was just really beautiful, like. I was like, fuck it, at the end of, after we had had, like, me and my roommate had had our two beers and two shots or whatever.
And you took a little nibble of mushrooms.
I wish I did. I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go over and ask her out. And she was with her friend and was
no
at the...
No one does that anymore.
I feel like if you don't do that, you're losing a really essential... Like, just a really essential thing that people should be doing all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking online dating at all.
I
think it's necessary.
But you don't know. You don't know until you see someone. And if you you like someone, why not?
Yeah, but even if I, like, with that girl, I didn't know if she had a boyfriend or not.
Yeah.
But I'm sure if she had, and I was like, I think you're really beautiful, that's going to, like, brighten up her day.
Is that what you said? Like, what do you see a beautiful girl at a bar, what do you walk up to them and say?
That's exactly what I would say every time. If there's that kind of animal attraction. Yeah, there was like a weird fucking thing where I was like, Jesus Christ, like it was annoying almost, you know? It was niggling at me.
Okay.
And I went up and I just said that, and I was like, can I have your number? And she was like, yeah, you can have my number. And my roommate afterwards, he goes like, that's where it's an advantage being Irish.
I hung out with Dermot for a while until it stopped feeling like an interview and started feeling more like a date. It reminded me of the secret that most single people know but partnered people forget, which is that since dating is so rarely about finding the one, it ends up being about something else. Dates can become these tiny, meaningful interactions. When you're partnered, you always have that person to talk to about stuff. And the hard part about being single can be you lose that. You don't have that person to listen to your stupid story about your day. So sometimes that happens on a date with someone who's less than a friend, but more than a stranger. And those conversations, even if they don't lead to a relationship, can still be really meaningful in your life. Kate and David went on two dates. There won't be another. But that doesn't mean they failed at dating. It means they did it right. So before we end today's show, I want to bring back David number one. You're here. Hey.
I'm here.
So for the first episode, we had that single straight guy focus group, and I have an idea.
Okay.
I want to do a single straight lady focus group.
Oh, a focus group for ladies.
Yeah, I want to get 10 women in New York and D.C. to gather around and talk about their dating lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an opportunity for you.
For me?
If I do this,
okay,
would you come hang out and just, like, listen and
be my like set of straight male ears on the episode?
I'd be honored. I'd be honored to be the finally the straight white male gets his due.
Good.
Yeah, I would be honored. I would love it.
Oh, that's so great. Well, ladies, if you're in the New York or D.C. area and you'd be game to join our focus group, please send us a note. The email address is yoy@panoply.fm. This group is going to be capped at 10 ladies, so email us soon and tell us about your dating life. Just send a note to yoy@panoply.fm. And if, you know, you have any chemistry with my friend David here.
Hey, what's up?
You might be able to ask him out at the end of that focus group.
If you want, go for it.
Cool.
I'm pretty cool.
That's it for today's show. Our producer is Lindsay Cradwell, and our editor is Hillary Frank from the podcast The Longest Shortest Time. Our podcast logo is by Teddy Blanks from Chips.nyc. We have music from Andy Miklas. We also use Creative Commons music from Uncle Bibby and our pal Lee Rosifer from the Free Music Archive. Lots of folks have chipped in to help this episode along, including Chris Berube from The Gist and Jason DeLeon from TrumpCast. Thanks also to Laura Mayer and Andy Bowers at Panoply. Next time on YOY, we go back to try to record Dave's yoga class again.
All right. Hello, everyone. I see you're finishing your stretches.
Do you mind if I record this?
It's that podcast pitch again.